correct the price? Because I can imagine now they had maybe like 6-7 different operators. It was competitive. Everybody was lowering the price. But now, if there are only two left, I am also in the business. So my, my thought would be, okay, we will create a duopoly and maybe increase the price over time. I guess the contract is for 3 years or something. So maybe after a year, then the price will be much higher. Do you have any in the contract, some stipulations that says, okay, you cannot increase the price by that much or something, or are they free to do what they want?
So we have, for the moment, why did we have this limitation? It's for the shared biking, it was not so much a problem, but for the shared steps, it was really a problem that we had an over-offer. And so on the pavements, everywhere in Brussels, people were stumbling about it. They were parked wrong. And so even the operator said, we have an over-offer because every operator wants to have an offer that would serve all the population. And so if you have 6-7 operators serving everybody, you have an over, they had too much offer for the demand in Brussels. So it was part of making sure that this new way of getting around steps, they're quite new, and it is another way to get around, which is and every way to get around is good. But it really, really was and still is a problem for people on the pavements. And if they're not parked in a decent way, it creates frustration. And many people, people with disabilities, people having fewer eyesight were counting us saying, we don't get out anymore because it's so dangerous, because you never know when you can fall over. So it was really something to say, we cannot tolerate this impact of a vehicle. And so it's regulating is a way to control it better and to make sure that it is well regulated. So we are keeping 3 bicycle operators and 2 step operators. So they do had to, for the tender, they had to prove and how they're going to put on pricing, for example, giving reductions for students and having a social impact. So they had to have a case in which they talked about pricing, environmental issues, road security, so several criteria. So these were the criteria for the tender. So it was part of the selection. We do know that there's risk. We have talked to other cities as well, and we've seen that in some cities, if it's only 2 steps, they might make agreements amongst them. Let's change the price. We want to avoid that. But we've seen in other cities in which it's the contrary, say, okay, we want to be the best of the two. And also because we renew, there's evaluation systems. They have criteria, so they need to respond to the problem. Have a system that we will look on what's the evolution on that, because we know that it's a risk that might happen. But we can also say, okay, then the contract stops, because
so you can stop the contract with already within the 3 years. You can, if they don't follow.
If they don't respect the criteria and if they don't respect rules, there are possibilities to say, okay, you're not, we made an agreement, you have a tender, you need certain objectives. Okay. So we do have evaluation options so far, but we'll see how it continues. The operators were system. Now that we've selected, I can imagine that those that were not selected are disappointed, and I hope they will continue to fair play and say, okay, we'll go to other cities, or we come back in 3 years, or We'll watch the market evolutions. So I hope they will play the game, but that's now the question for the coming days in how will this transition go further. But it was crucial to keep also public support for steps.
Of course,
because people were really angry, and I understand if it's on your if
and
you're
it's been
walking
on for many years, actually. I think it started in 2019.
Yeah.
And 2019, I wrote an article about it. In 2019, one commune in Brussels actually already did a pilot for dedicated parking.
Yeah.
But they never went through with it. And then in 2023, it actually...
Yeah. Yeah. Now we've said, okay, you have the number. So we only have few operators. So the number, for the moment, you have 23,000 steps, which is a lot. We're going to 8,000 steps. So reducing the number, that's not the only thing we're doing. We're also having... drop zones, and they need to the vehicles need to be closed down only in drop zones. So that's also an important element that drop zones are the new way of parking. So it is free floating, but actually limited to where you can park in the drop zones. So that's an important element. We also have a system that if a step or a bike is not in a drop zone, we can take it away. And before we could also do it, but we needed to contact the operator and they had 24 hours to correct it. And only then we could take it away. So it was really slow, difficult procedure. So we said, now we said, okay, if it's really dangerous, for example, in the middle of a pavement, we can take it away and we can give a fine to the operator to come and collect it. So it is a way to make sure that if they don't play by the rules, we will act and we will have actions with inspectors in taking away the wrongly placed steps, and it's necessary.